WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says he thinks that pianist Ursula Oppens has two shots at immortality. She's a superbly accomplished pianist who's played many memorable performances, especially of contemporary music. And she's also commissioned new works that Lloyd thinks are destined to become classics. Lloyd says her new album backs him up on both counts.
Tango? That's the name of the first piece on a new recording of contemporary American music performed by pianist Ursula Oppens. It's like composer Conlon Nancarrow's invitation to dance, care to tango, as well as an epistemological question. This is a tango? What's a tango? This spirit of provocative questioning informs this entire remarkable album. At its center are two of the largest, most ambitious, most wildly dissimilar solo piano pieces of the past decade, Phrygian Gates by John Adams and Elliot Carter's Night Fantasies. Oppen surrounds these with six of her favorite tangos, five of them from the International Tango Collection. This was a project begun in 1983 to which over 100 composers contributed. Among the tangos Oppens includes are Pulitzer Prize winner William Balcom's The Dead Moth Tango and the one with my favorite title, Lucas Foss's Curriculum Vitae Tango, an arrangement of a piece he originally wrote for accordion. Let's hear a little of David Jaggard's contribution. It's called Tango. The best-known work by minimalist composer John Adams is probably his opera, Nixon in China. Phrygian Gates is a nearly half-hour-long piano piece completed in 1978. It's a complex study of two musical modes, the Phrygian, which corresponds to a scale of all the white notes on the piano beginning with E, very similar to a minor scale, and the Lydian mode, which would correspond to a scale of white notes beginning with F, closer to the major mode. But don't let this scare you. Phrygian Gates is extremely pretty, floaty music, with passages of exuberant energy. It's easy listening in the minimalist style. Elliot Carter's Night Fantasies was written in 1980 when he was 71 years old. It was his first work for solo piano in 30 years. Harmonically, rhythmically, and structurally, it's extremely rigorous, but it has all the spontaneity of improvisation. Carter says, "I wanted to capture the fanciful, changeable quality of our inner life at a time when it is not dominated by strong, directive intentions or desires." It's a deeply personal work. Here's the powerful, unresolved conclusion to Carter's turbulent night. ¶¶ Ursula Oppens was one of the four pianists who commissioned Night Fantasies, and she gave the world premiere. She's now the third of its dedicatees, after Charles Rosen and the late Paul Jacobs, to record it. Her playing is precise, yet vigorous and intensely committed. I'm especially impressed with the way Oppens enters into the tonal quality of each piece. Carter's Restless Insomnia sounds very different from the dreamlike Phrygian Gates. And the tangos give Oppens the opportunity to flaunt one of her greatest gifts, a dramatic and incisive sense of rhythm, as in Michael Sahl's Tango from the Exiles Cafe.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Ursula Oppens' plays American Piano Music of Our Time on the Music and Arts label.